Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Laughing, this is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
It's a Loosey Goosey bonus episode. I'm Bethany Watson.
I'm Kathleen Heaney. This is an acquired taste podcast.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
What's going on? Loosey Goosey bonus. Kathleen, I had a revelation over the weekend.
Oh, please share.
If you feel like you are the only person who is into something, even if it's really niche, just go on Etsy.
Oh.
Because Etsy, there is someone on Etsy who has created something that you wondered if someone else would have wanted to create. And this is not an ad for Etsy. And the reason I say this is because, you know, a few weeks ago, one of my cats passed away. And I was really having a hard time with it, thinking like, is he okay? You know, is he happy? Is he all right?
Yeah.
And then I remembered the Norse goddess Freya, and the deal... Part of Freya's whole deal is that she rides in a chariot pulled by two cats. And
amazing.
It's a freaking amazing. And so I realized, like, I will feel a lot better if I feel like there's this spirit hanging around who is like a cat lover and who treats cats well or whatever. So I went on Etsy and I was looking for a Freya statue and I found a gajillion of them.
Really?
And I'm like, there's people all over the world who are carving Freya statues with, you know, her two cats next to her. And then I started going through and it was like suggesting all of this other Freya merch. And it was like, you know how people say y'all need Jesus?
Bethany, you sure do.
There was a mug that said, y'all need Freya.
Oh.
And it was just like a picture of it, right? So then I started looking up other stuff on Etsy and I felt so seen. So Kathleen, I want to do a challenge with you.
Yeah. Oh, this is so fun. I love Etsy.
I don't want you to try to stump Etsy.
Okay.
What I want you to do is tell me something that you're into that you wonder if there's merch about.
Okay. Sure will.
For example, like we saw, Dennis and I saw the Batman a couple weeks ago. And I was like, I wonder if there's any Arkham Asylum inmate merch.
I don't even know what Arkham Asylum means.
Arkham Asylum is where like the Joker had, it's like jail. It's their jail.
Okay. Joker jail.
Yeah. So there is definitely Arkham Asylum merch. Here's a t-shirt that says Property of Arkham Asylum, Psychiatric Hospital, Gotham City. It's orange, so it makes you look like you're an escaped inmate.
Yeah, yeah.
Greetings from Arkham Asylum. There's like, there's, there's like a staff of Arkham Asylum, right? So that's what I'm saying. So is there anything you can think of and you're curious if there would be merch about it?
Yes. I want peacock curtains, like a peacock printed fabric in the color peacock.
Peacock fabric curtains.
Yeah, if you come across anyone selling one in a specific fabric called Scala Madre, please send me the link because that's exactly what I'm looking for.
How do you spell Scala Madre?
Okay, S-C-A-L-A-M-A-N-D-R-E.
D-E-R-E.
In the color peacock, though. It's very specific, Bethany. Peacock curtains in peacock.
Peacock fabric curtains in peacock. Is peacock like a teal?
Yeah, it's like a teal.
Peacock. Okay. Uh-huh. Peacock color. Okay, this might fail this whole thing. Well, I mean, I'm finding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I mean, a page full of peacock curtains.
Great. Great. That's so exciting.
So, I mean, there's a good chance that that is going to exist for you.
You know, here You know, you and I dig on Etsy a lot. Like, nobody wants your seashell chandelier.
Yeah.
Which is A, too hard to say, to B, overpriced.
Yeah.
You know, like, I understand that it took you 6 years to walk to your local beach and gather all these shells. But I'm still not paying $2,000 for your seashells.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chandelier.
It's not like a skill that it took you thousands of hours to perfect. Mm-hmm. It's just because it took you a long time to find all those shells.
Sometimes the best things on Etsy are just like a gray sweatshirt that says in college font, like rigatoni or something so stupid.
Totally. Or it's the thing that you just like, Dennis and I were looking for denim. Mm-hmm. Cheetah print fabric.
See? Something so specific.
Yeah. We wanted cheetah print fabric, but we needed it to be a cotton denim. And the only place we found it was Etsy, because there's someone else in this world who wants that.
What did you want that for, Bethany?
He wants to add patches to a couple of his jeans.
Mm.
And he needs them to be like as rugged as the jeans, because he buys raw denim because he likes to make life harder for himself.
Yeah, he does. He
so
like
we
me.
Need to make sure that the cheetah print stands up to that what he is looking for.
A way in which I would make myself harder, life harder for myself, would be to buy the fabric myself and tell myself I'm actually going to make the curtains. And then eventually I have guests coming over and I panic and I just paperclip them to the wall or some shit.
Yeah, like I have Kathleen. All the time, I have to do that mental addition and subtraction of, yes, it could be cheaper if I did it myself, but what is my time worth? Is my time worth not having to worry about making these curtains myself? Yes.
I know. That's like, I just came to the realization that I should probably hire somebody to paint the rest of my apartment.
Yes. When did you move into that apartment?
In May.
Oh, May?
Or in June. The last June. Week of May. So June. Yeah.
Oh, June. Oh.
Yeah.
So 9 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably should hire someone.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah,
I need
to probably hire someone.
Cut something else from my budget, cut something out, and then hire someone to paint, because it's just never going to get done.
No, no. Yeah, no, you should definitely hire. Painters, painters and movers, always, always, always worth the expense.
Mm.
Every single time. Painters and movers. The last time I moved, I actually hired people to move me, like to pack my stuff. Now, I was at a higher paying job at that point, so I could afford it. But like, it, with the exception of the guy who took all of my necklaces, put them into a pile, put them in two fists and threw them in a box. Everything else was packed really nicely. I was just like, oh, you don't understand necklaces, do you? I said to myself as I pieced them apart, chain by broken knotted chain, over the course of about a week.
Oh, see, I can never trust somebody to do that. My brother's done that. I couldn't do it. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I can't send my laundry away to be done. I can't do it.
I was there the whole time and I packed up the stuff that was like especially valuable to me. But when it came to just like books and clothes and just like closet, I was just like, ugh, I don't want to do it. I'm happy to pay someone else to do it. It's worth my time to pay someone else to do it.
I was watching a movie over the weekend and there was a woman having an affair and she saved the man in her phone that she was having the affair with as the handyman. And I thought, genius. If there's a chance that anyone's going to look at your phone and be like, huh, who are you texting so much? And it's the handyman. It's just like, yeah, I need a lot of things done in my apartment and I'm lazy, you know?
Does she have him as the name or is it just say the handyman?
It says handyman. That's
okay.
It.
I would know 100% that that's an affair.
No, you
for
wouldn't.
For sure.
How?
That's the biggest cliche. Sleeping with your handyman. Of course. You have to put him in as like Doug Christensen. And then like pepper in that you work with a guy named Doug and he's on your team. And so you're texting with Doug. Also, if her husband sees that she's texting the handyman and he sees her phone to see the words handyman, he also has access to seeing the handyman saying like, I want to blank your blank next blank on the blank.
I'm going to screw your expensive portrait into the wall. And then I'm going to use my level to make sure that it's adjusted just right.
Exactly. I'm going to get all up in it and adjust the portrait. Like, be smarter about it. Be smarter about it. Do you have anyone in your phone as a different name than who they are?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Too. Okay, my college roommate is in my phone as Penis McBallsex.
Why? Why?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but her name is Kristen. She's in my phone as Penis McBall Sex.
You don't remember why you put her in there that way?
I have no clue, and I'm never going to change it, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's bizarre.
There's somebody we used to work with that I have, if my phone were stolen, somebody might want his phone number, and I changed it to something.
Yeah.
Like, less assuming. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Definitely. I have a couple people who are in as different names because, again, for same reason, like, their names are identifiable. I have, for the longest time, I had an ex in my phone as Z Wussy A-hole because he had a really common name of other people in my life who had that name. And so anytime I'd go through my contacts to try to reach those other people, his name would come up and it would make me sad. But I also wanted his number in case I wanted a booty call. So I put him in my phone as Z was the A-hole because Z is the last letter in the alphabet. So he'd be the furthest down on my list.
Yes.
And I needed to remember that he was a wussy A-hole. So I wouldn't call him.
He was. Yes. You know what? I need to start doing that with people who wrong me because I have this memory where, much like childbirth, I just forget the pain that that person has caused me. And I don't remember what they've done to me. And I don't want to be the crazy psycho bitch that keeps notes in their phone about everything that everybody's ever wronged me about.
I mean, I think if you think that this is... I think if you are wondering if you should have a breakup, you're wondering if you should end a friendship, or you're wondering if you should quit your job, that's when you start keeping lists. Because that's when you might need to create a pros and cons list and then keep the list after you do the breakup because you may need to be reminded of all the awful things that they did.
I am inviting myself over to your mom's house because I want to sit around her solo stove with her, Bethany.
She would be happy to have you because it would be an excuse to use her solo stove. Also, we gave Dennis's sister and her husband and kids and dog a solo stove.
Really?
They are so excited and so happy. I had no idea how popular solo stoves were when we first started partnering with them. And then everyone I told was like, oh my God, solo stove, they're the best.
Yeah.
And they are the best.
We had a listener call in who said her neighbor got one and she's like, oh, what's that? And then all of a sudden she heard us talking about it and she's like, I need one.
Yeah.
And she got it.
Solo stoves make being outside and having a fire pit or, you know, just a fire in the backyard so much more enjoyable because they have this special design where it like sucks the air in, shoots heat back out, but shoots the smoke out the top.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have to do that game where you're going with the wind to try to stay away from the smoke going in your eyes. You don't smell like a campfire after you're done. It's so, so wonderful.
And the best part about it is that it's super sleek looking and it's portable. So if you're doing a beach vacation, if you're going camping, if you're just, I don't know, going upstate and going to your mother-in-law's house, you can take your solo stove with you wherever you go.
For Christmas last year, we got my mom the biggest solo stove, the Yukon solo stove, which is a big boy. And they had it set up before we were done opening presents.
Oh.
Like my mom and my brothers-in-law just disappeared out the front door. And then it was set up. It's super easy to set up.
Yes.
Unboxing is a breeze. You can enjoy the fire right away.
And you know, Bethany, they sell these little grills that you can put on top of your solo stoves now. If you want to make hamburgers or like, I don't know, anything that requires a grill, it's amazing. Whenever we set it up in my mom's backyard, I'd cozy up to her and to Neil with a glass of wine. And I just look at my family and I say, I love you. And I love my solo stove.
And by the way, if your family is portable, so is the solo stove. You can take it with you on camping trips and more. So shop now and get up to 30% off fire pits all month long and use the promo code TASTE at checkout to get an extra $20 off.
Plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns.
Just go to solostove.com and remember you get $20 off when you use the promo code TASTE.
Do you know, sometime this summer, I did that episode about how my friend's boyfriend stole a bagel.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I probably should have given her a heads up before the episode came out.
Yeah, probably.
And I was like, just maybe hoping that she wouldn't listen. I actually prefer my very close friends not to listen because I like to use their lives as fodder.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. You're like a stand-up.
Yeah, to the point where they've started telling me stuff and they're like, don't tell this on the podcast. I'm like, okay, but what if I change the your sex, your location, yeah. like you
your
know,
age,
names.
Sex, and location?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyway, my friend whose boyfriend stole the bagel, she called me up and she was like, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not mad, but I heard the bagel episode. She was over at my house this weekend and she's like, man, my boyfriend, he just loves you guys. He loves you and Neil so much, even though you disagree with his bagel habits.
So she also told her boyfriend that you did a bagel episode.
Yeah. And they're fine with it. And I told her, I was like, basically, it was just top of mind. Like, don't take it too seriously. I was like, had I really been upset about it, like to the point where I was going to end our friendship, I would have told you about it. But yeah. really, it was just like a fun topic.
Yeah, for sure. Didn't she say she went back and paid the place, too, for the bagel he stole?
She went back and she sent them money. Yeah.
Now I'm craving a bagel egg sandwich.
Yes.
When the bagel isn't toasted, but it's heated up. So it's really soft.
Oh, my God. It was fresh out of the oven. Oh, my God. Bethany.
I will take an egg sandwich any day of the week. The only thing keeping me vegan is eggs and cheese.
You mean keeping you not vegan?
Keeping me not being vegan. Yeah. Because, God, I love them. And I have a really hard time. And it's just really hard. The fake ones don't taste right.
There was a couple on Love Actually this season. And they got engaged. Despite not talking about some of the most important things in life, like A, were they going to raise their children with religion?
Mm.
And B, whether or not they eat meat.
Okay.
And I was so enraged at this one scene during the show. So the show works where all the couples that get engaged, they're invited to Mexico to cohabitate with each other for a handful of days. And, you know, Netflix films them and whatnot.
Do they all cohabitate in the same house?
No. They all get separate rooms. And then there's like mixers where they mingle with each other and whatnot.
Like a compound.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like a hotel with like a special section.
Great.
And there was one guy who had been a vegetarian for 8 years. And she said to him, if you want to be with me, you have to eat meat.
Why?
And she cut him a piece of steak and fed it to him.
What is wrong with her?
I was so mad. And the guy was totally fine with it. He put a piece of steak in his mouth and he's like, yummy. I'm like, oh my God.
Look, if that's so messed up. You should not have to give up parts of like important things to you, like the food you put in your body.
I know.
That's so messed up. And look, and then also, oh, Kathleen, it also just like gives these awful messages about what relationships look like.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that because like people are watching that and going like, oh, it's normal to bend on something you feel strongly about if your partner demands it. And it's also okay to demand something like that of your partner.
A long time ago, a very much more immature version of myself, I would have told you that I couldn't be with somebody who didn't drink, right?
Yeah, sure.
Like, cocktails were a large part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetarianism, I totally would have been fine with because I tend to lean that way anyway.
Yeah.
But now it's like, who cares? Because I can enjoy a glass of wine without over imbibing and not having to put pressure on somebody else for drinking. And even if I do over imbibe, like that's my deal. And if I am so worried about being alone while drinking, like I have much bigger issues than being with somebody who's sober.
Totally. And I'm the same way. There was a period in my life where I drank so much that I could not have been with a sober person because it would have made me feel like I was drinking too much.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like now that I don't drink very much at all, I drink maybe once a month. Being with someone who's sober is perfectly fine. And actually good because I drink way less. When we go out, we spend way less money on food because booze isn't clogging up half the bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice. But also you can't be if you have different dietary needs or whatever, you can't be with someone who's going to guilt you over it.
No, like, of course not.
It's one thing for her to be like, I can't date someone who's a vegetarian if they're going to guilt me every time I eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's chill about it and he's like, you eat meat, but I'm just not going to, then that's what is she doing? That's insane.
I know. And I have a friend, I'm so proud of her. She became sober last June. So she's coming up on 1 year. And in the beginning, I was like, am I, like, what are we going to do when we go to parties?
Yeah.
Like, what is it going to be like? Is she going to be fun anymore?
Isn't that crazy?
And I am, it's embarrassing for me to even say that out loud now, because I look at this friend and it wasn't that she was like a full-blown alcoholic that needed to go to rehab. She just saw that it made her life so much less better and more complicated than it mm-hmm. needed to be. Mm-hmm. And for herself, she decided that this was the best decision for her. And then she was just going to give it up. And like, nobody would classify her as an alcoholic, but she did this for herself because there were times when she would black out and it just like wasn't something she wanted to do anymore. Anyway, mm-hmm. she is doing so much better. I go to parties with her all the time. The only difference is that I make sure that if we're going to be drinking at a party and it's at my house, mm-hmm. I make sure that there's something like kombucha or seltzer or something else festive in the refrigerator for her to pour into a wine glass and, you know, sit with the rest of us with the fancy glass.
Totally. Sparkling water mm-hmm. is a life changer.
Yeah.
When it comes to not drinking, because it's something active to drink. Mm-hmm. Like it fights back in your mouth the way that alcohol does. But you know, you're not drinking booze.
I like how you describe alcohol as fighting back in your mouth.
Back.
It's spot on. You know, before we started recording today, we were talking about how my audio last time we recorded was a little loud and you called it spicy.
It was a little spicy. It was a little hot. Spicy, too spicy.
I think it's so funny when people describe things as spicy that have nothing to do with taste.
Like, I think other families have done this too, where with little kids, mm-hmm. if you don't want them to eat something that's bad for them, instead of like saying the food is bad because you don't want to put that message in their heads, you just say it's too spicy.
Too spicy. So I saw a little toddler this weekend and he wouldn't drink seltzer water because he was like, too spicy.
Too spicy.
Too spicy.
It punches your tongue.
And basically it was just because his parents know that he opens up cans and walks away and never finishes them.
That is such a pet peeve. If I've ever been at someone's house who threw a party, because let's be honest, I won't throw a party. Uh-huh. If I'm walking around and picking up like plastic water bottles or cans and they're all half empty, mm-hmm. I am livid.
Yeah. I save that water for the plants.
Yes, yes, exactly. We are saving the water.
If it's seltzer water, I pour myself a huge glass with ice and I pour everybody's undrank cans into it and I drink it anyway.
Kathleen, you are patient zero of COVID.
I probably am. Mm-hmm.
That's where that all came from. Can you imagine back when we used to drink each other's drinks and like, you know, blow out candles on a birthday cake and then everyone eat the cake?
Bethany, I know we have to end this bonus real soon because we're going over time, but I just want to say, too, that not only will sharing things never be the same again because of COVID, but also if you suffer from an autoimmune disease, specifically multiple sclerosis, like mm-hmm. my husband Neil does, they have just put out a whole bunch of research that says if this sort of dormant gene is buried inside of you, it may never come out if you don't get, what's that thing all the freshmen get in college? The kissing disease.
Mono?
Mono. If you get mono, you have a much better chance of a dormant autoimmune disease coming out.
Whoa. So mono mm-hmm. can often trigger a dormant autoimmune disease.
And that comes from sharing things like beer cups and, you know, that's why all the college freshmen get it because they're cohabitating in a small space for the first time in their lives ever.
And playing beer pong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Did you ever get mono?
I never did. No, but Neil did. And he's the only one out of his siblings who got it. And their father had multiple sclerosis. And he said he knew. He like never felt the same again. And he kind of knew that that was like the triggering factor. And now all of this research is coming out.
Oh my God.
I know. Anyway, so don't share cups. Don't get COVID. Don't get mono.
Don't get COVID. Don't get mono. Don't ever kiss anyone. Do you remember when kissing booths? I never went to one, but like back in the day, they used to have mm-mm. kissing booths.
Disgusting. You have to wear a blindfold and just kiss all these people. I mean, there's things like herpes out there.
Or you like pay a dollar at a fundraiser.
No.
You know, and the cute girl will kiss you. What is happening?
No. No, keep your mouth to yourself. That's why I never drink the wine at church either. No.
I do. If they give it to you in this, we had shot glasses. My church had pewter shot glasses, okay, so they would pour the wine into a shot glass. I loved those. I'd go back for seconds, but Jesus always said no.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.